Welcome back to another lovely episode of Math Monologues. Today, I'm excited to have Vanessa Cook here with me. And can you please introduce yourself? Tell us about what you do.
So I am the owner and holistic healing coach for Soul Revival Health and Fitness. And my mission with my business is to help women take control back of their lives, mind, body, and soul. So I help women see that they're not alone in their journeys in life and whatever they may be facing, whether it's health struggles, emotional struggles, or spiritual struggles. And I take it into a alternative healing modality instead of what most of us know as Western medicine. And yeah, my mission is just to empower women and make them the best versions of themselves.
Wow, that's a wonderful mission. I want to unpack that. So you got into this industry how long ago, and what prompted you to get started in this industry?
So I've been doing this for about 3 years. I just recently decided to venture into my own business, and that started in January. 6 years ago, I was like a vastly different human being than what I am right now. I was facing a litany of health struggles. I had fibromyalgia, severe asthma for my entire life, and I had a heart condition. And so I was heavily medicated, dealing with a lot of unhealed trauma and a lot of generational trauma. So I was just, I would say, a very unwell person. And I got very lucky to have this incredible partner. And one day he just was very blunt with me and said, "I'm terrified that I am going to lose you and I'm going to be a widower at 35 years old with, at the time, we had 2 kids. And him saying that woke me up. It made me realize that I definitely needed to be different and change my pathways. And unfortunately, he was actually very correct, because a couple of weeks later, I had a really terrible health scare where I did almost die. And that kind of catapulted my journey into trying to figure out how to be a different version of myself, whether that was through health or my emotions or my spirituality. And so I started just deep diving into what that would look like for me.
Yes. And can you speak about specifically what your company does? Because it's mind, mental health, and wellness. Is that correct? And also physical health?
Yes. Yeah. So I incorporate all three. So I say that we're interconnected with our mind, body, and spirit, and I do it in a holistic approach. So each individual's body is so uniquely designed and created, and each one of us needs something a little bit different. So we tackle collectively what it looks like to get back to our ancestral roots, what it looks like to get back into a simpler mode of existence. And I have a program that is designed to help you get into a model of health, fitness, the mental component, the spiritual component, like what kind of foods your body craves and needs in order to be the best version of itself and the way that it can heal on its own. Because our bodies are like the number one natural healers that we have. And if we have the right support in our bodies, we can do pretty amazing things.
Yes. And I want to ask, when your health was in decline, what steps or actions did you take to have better health? And basically, what would you recommend to anyone out there who might be in a similar situation as to you or yourself in the past? How should they approach their health? Does it start with the mind or does it start with the body?
Yeah, so that is a really interesting question, because I think that it's a little bit of everything, and it's really up to the individual and what their capacity for change looks like. So for me, for instance, I'm an all or nothing gal. I have a very addictive personality. So I went head first into my journey. And I'll say that initially, because of the way that my addiction worked, I just went full fledged into it. And
I completely relate.
Yeah, okay. Those of us who have those tendencies, we tend to like really hyperfixate on the end goal versus the journey that we should be experiencing. So like my recommendation to anybody out there who has health struggles, mental health struggles, spiritual struggles, I would really take a moment to take a step back and really look at what that looks like for you. What are you trying to change about your life? And the way that you tackle anything, any sort of obstacle that you have is answering the most important question, which is, why are you looking to change? Why are you looking to heal? Why are you looking to have better health? And once you answer that question, that is going to be like the catalyst for everything that you do. So when you fail, when you think that it's too hard, when there's days that you just don't want to be like this better version of yourself, your why will always be stronger than your excuses. And of course, I know that sounds a little bit cliche, but we have cliches for a reason because they've stood the space and time for those kind of words to come out. I think in order for us to be the best version of ourselves, we have to be healed emotionally and spiritually, and then our physical body will be able to heal the best way that it can as well. So really, we have to have that trifecta. It's all this big balancing act.
Yes. And throughout your personal journey, did you notice that once you shifted your mental state, your thoughts, maybe you had negative thoughts, maybe it was, oh, I'm not going to have a good conversation with the doctor at this appointment. Did you notice that once you shifted that into more of a positive or encouraging perspective, that your physical health also followed and became better, it improved?
Yes, absolutely. So once I took right steps into healing my trauma and healing just like my energy levels and the way that I perceive the world and I perceived myself, I was able to control what my situation looked like, right? So if I went into the doctor's office, instead of me saying, oh, I'm going to go in there and they're just going to give me another medication, they're just going to tell me that they can't help me, I went in there saying, I know what my body needs. I know that I can't be on medication any longer. And now I'm going to tell the narrative of what is needed. And when I realized that, unfortunately, they had done everything that they can do with Western medicine, and that just wasn't working for my body anymore, that's when I was able to get in my creative space and get into my energetic space and think of a different solution, which led me into holistic healing. And once I discovered that there was a different way to heal our bodies, and the most precious thing we could do is honor our bodies through the foods that we put into our bodies and the things that we did to move our bodies, and how important the creative process is for our mental and spiritual health, I was able to really change everything. So when I woke up in the morning, it wasn't, I was waking up and I could only experience pain or only experience the sensation of being short of breath. I woke up in the morning and I said, I get to be alive today. I get to move my body today. Yes. I know that I'm going to be able to shift.
No, that's amazing. I want to ask, when you were going into depth in your research and into the physical health and also the mental health, was there anything that came as a shock or a surprise to you?
The notion that our bodies could heal themselves given the right resources. And that I think the thing that shocks me the most is the idea that we as humans we're consistently evolving, right? But what happened was the world evolved faster than our physical bodies were capable of evolving with. So all of the technology, all of the resources that we have access to with the genetically modified foods and like the preservatives and the chemicals and everything that's being introduced into our systems now isn't something that, like, on an evolutionary standpoint, our bodies can handle. And our bodies, even with the stressors of everyday life, we get stressed out because we need to meet a deadline for work. And our bodies don't recognize that stress as a non-life-threatening experience. Our bodies say, oh my goodness, we're in stress. We're in fight or flight mode. Essentially, our bodies are saying, there's a lion chasing us and we need to go into survival mode. And because our bodies go into that fight or flight mode or into survival mode, that impacts every cell in our body and what our body is doing in order to quote unquote survive that lion attack, when in actuality, it's just a deadline that we have to hit. And once I realized that and that our bodies cannot recognize that difference, it totally shifted the way that I perceived everything and how I handled stress and how I handled day-to-day things and how important it is to ground ourselves and find like mindfulness practices so that our cells in our body aren't constantly thinking that we're in this fight or flight mode.
Yes, no, that's a very helpful tidbit of advice. Now I want to focus on you as an entrepreneur. So you started this business by yourself, or did you have a business partner with you, or how did you go about starting up your business?
So as of January, I have done this completely on my own. I was previously in a business partnership where we were in business together, and unfortunately our views and alignments didn't line up, so we parted ways. And that's when I realized how amazing it was for me to have the ability to just truly lean into my own voice and lean into my own energy space to come up with a soul revival.
Yes. And can you talk about some services you offer for clients and how you've worked with clients in the past? I know you started in January, but if you have any stories that you feel like sharing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very fortunate because once I launched my business, I had very quickly gotten a wonderful client base. So I'm trying to build a community for people. And right now my focus is on women because of course that's how I started my own journey, was with myself. And so I leaned into the female space and the intricacies of what women need. So in my program specifically, I call them Soul Sisters. And I have a play on words. So my program is called Soul, so S-O-L-E, to Soul, S-O-U-L. And so all my women who join this beautiful community and join my program, they're called Soul Sisters. And my mission really is to make it a safe space for every woman to be seen and heard and validated in whatever they're experiencing in their life. So my services range from helping people heal from autoimmune diseases, hormonal balance issues, premenopause, going into menopause. I cover a wide range of things because I believe that it all has to do with something called metabolic chaos, which is just our system is in a state of unrest and is in this field that it can't heal. And there's so many different things that could lead to that, that instead of treating the symptoms, I treat the body as a whole unit. And we just focus on healing the body from the ground up. And one of the biggest concepts for women who come into my program is just teaching them to go back to the basics. Let's go back to whole foods eating. Let's go back to a simpler period of time for our mental health space. I teach people how to practice mindfulness. I teach them how to move their bodies in positive and effective ways. And I teach them how to heal from trauma. And that's like a 90-day program that I have. And it's the stepping stones into going into more of a healing space. And my goal is to give women enough education that they no longer need my services, but they have all of the education and knowledge to make this a lifestyle change versus just another diet.
Yes. No, I love that, especially with all the fad diets that are out now. Yes. There's always the new thing and it works for a week, but then you change it up and it's not a lifestyle change. So I love what you're doing there.
Yeah, I totally agree. We see on social media, just it's everywhere, right? Do the keto diet, do the carnivore diet, do intermittent fasting. There's like all of these modalities that you can choose from. And everybody swears that it's going to work for you. But the problem is that everybody takes the uniqueness and the individuality out of our life. And what works for one woman may not necessarily work for the next woman. So although I do group coaching, it's all individualized. So if I say, hey, this is what we're going to lean towards for what kind of foods that you should be eating, if a woman says, you know what, I'm actually feeling worse, then I cater the program a little bit differently for her. So we're always like tweaking and modifying things. So then that way, I teach women how to listen to their body and how to trust themselves again. because we have those innate intuitions within us. We're just not given the resources and tools to really understand and be connected within ourselves again. So those are the kind of things that I really want to help educate women on, and hopefully then go on to educating more people as well.
Yes, no, that's so, I love that, all of that, whatever you're saying there. I want to ask about how you built up a client base. Were these women that you spoke to in previous encounters, or how did you assert the demand for this service?
Really leaned heavily into the social media space. I'm a writer by heart. So I love the notion of social media because you can write whatever you would like to write about and like really create that desire and inspiration based off of the words that you put out there. So I'm a really big advocate for sharing my story. So people have been following me on social media for years. And initially, this is a really good tidbit for any of your listeners out there. Even if you don't think people are watching or people are listening, there is always someone watching you. There's always someone reading your social media posts or seeing what you're doing in real life. And they may be the silent watchers. They may be the ones who are silently cheering you on. And for whatever reason, you're not getting the engagement with them. I thought that it was all for naught. Like, oh, I'm sharing my story. And who do I think I am? And people don't really want to hear about it, or they don't really care. Until I got out there and I said, hey, like now I have this business and I want to give this opportunity of knowledge to other people. And the women were coming to me and saying, this is exactly what I needed. I've been watching your journey and I didn't really know where to start. And I was afraid to ask you the questions, or I was afraid to try something and then it failed because I didn't want to do it on my own. So I leaned really heavily into just my social media presence and getting to use TikTok and word of mouth. My friends have been my best cheerleaders and they have really given me this beautiful space of sharing the word.
Yes, no, I love that, reaching out to friends and family, because a lot of people don't think about that. They just think about, how can I get 100,000 followers on TikTok or 100,000 followers on social media? And it's, well, start small. Start speaking to maybe one of your friends, and then one of your friends tells one of your other friends, and then it becomes a community slowly. It's a gradual process, but you shouldn't give up at first, because
yes,
if you help one person, that's better than not helping anybody at all.
Absolutely. And that one life that you're transforming, just think about how many lives that life may touch. So it's like this beautiful domino effect, and we're all interconnected in some way. And I think that remembering our community and remembering where we start from gives us such a solid foundation. I live in a very small town. I have 700 people in my small town. So when I started my journey, the naysayers were like, who's going to buy your program, or how many clients could you possibly get? Like, we live in this small area, like, you're not going to get much. But I started here. I did little events. I talked to the people. I asked the schools to come in and to talk to their staff members. I started going to networking events. I did everything that I possibly could do to get myself out there. And remember that where I live is the best place to start. And then I'll go out and use, like, the social media and then TikTok and all of that as additional platforms. But look at all of the people that I've created as my own little community who can go onto social medias and share my page or share my TikToks or share my Instagram posts or whatever there is. If you have a great community who already knows about you, they're the ones who have the family all over the United States or in different countries. And I got a client from, I live in Wisconsin, and I got a client from Arizona. And it was all because I attended one networking event and I just got to share my story there. And yes, it was like a 5-minute little speech that I got to do on stage. And now I have this beautiful client who wouldn't have been my ideal client that I get to work with, and she's doing incredible. And now she gets to tell everybody in Arizona all about me. And again, that domino effect of interconnectedness and just getting yourself out there to be seen is so important.
That's so lovely. And on that topic, I want to ask you where my audience can find you. What are your social media platforms? Do you have a website? Where can people connect with you?
Yeah, so I am pretty much on all of the large social media platforms. You can either search my name, Vanessa Cook, or search Soul Revival Health Coach, and that's S-O-L-E Health Coach. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on TikTok. I'm on LinkedIn, Threads, everything. And then I have my website, which is soulrevivalhealthandfitnesscoaching.com. So I think I'm on anything that you can think of, even on Snapchat. If you're a Snapchatter out there and that's the best mode of communication and that's how you want to reach out to me, I'm available on that. I do have a client who uses Snapchat as her primary method of contact with me, and it works out perfectly.
That's wonderful. I love that. And if you like this podcast, please do go check Vanessa out. Show her some love. And if you want to share this podcast with a friend or family member, that would be wonderful. And it will really help us grow. And yeah, have a wonderful rest of your day. And thanks for tuning in with us. Train me the right way. Always love, loving for me.